This is an iHeart podcast.
Jesse Kelly Show, and then it's the weekend. And no, you don't look at your watch. I know it's Thursday. I count Friday as being part of the weekend. Don't shake your head, Chris, because Friday is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. So even if you have to work, look, what could be better than sitting down and listening to me answer all your questions? I love my voice, Chris. I have such a great voice. Don't you think so? I think my voice is out here
changing people's lives.
All right, let's get to some emails and stuff. I've been lax. I've been telling you I was going to do an email roundup all week, and I've got to like four of them. Remember, email your Ask Dr. Jesse questions right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Hi, Jesse. I was born in Cambodia during the Pol Pot communist regime. Ooh, ouch. You are the only radio show that called these people communists for what they are. I am an army vet. I told my son not to join the military, but he insists. He said he wants to serve his country, and now he's a sergeant in the Marines. Loves your show. Keep calling them for what they are. Says, don't say my name, and I will not. You know, people, the wildest thing I've always thought about the Pol Pot communist regime is how recent it was. I mean, when the Bolsheviks took over Russia, that's the early 1900s. There wasn't that much technology then. I realized they had photographs and some video and things like that, but it wasn't that technologically advanced. So you can understand how much of the world didn't understand what they were doing to people there and the mass slaughter and stuff like that. And then Mao and Stalin and this was 40s, 50s, all this stuff was taking place. Pol Pot, his communists took over Cambodia. And they killed 25% of the population. And this was in the 70s. Can you believe that? This was in the 70s. People were just, I mean, just, that's relatively modern, in my opinion. In the 70s, 25% of the population. Just vile communist scum. It is, I'll tell you one thing that really hits me, though. There's a movie out. I think it's available for free online. Don't quote me on that. There's a movie out called First They Killed My Father. First They Killed My Father. It's about this. You're walking through a true story of what a family went through when the Khmer Rouge communists took over Cambodia and whatnot. And one of there's a bunch of stuff in the movie that's pretty revealing. But one of the things that always hit me was this. The education. Because all the kids, you know, they remember Pol Pot, he ran all the families out of the cities. He thought Cambodia had gotten way too urban and it was way too, you know, educated. And so he killed a bunch of professors and anyone involved in the military. If they found reading glasses, they would kill you. You know, because they thought that meant you were, you know, too educated. And he forced all these people, all of them, he forced them all to turn into these farmers. And they ran them all out of the cities. And then they had to go out and start farming. They wanted it to become a gigantic agrarian society, Cambodia. Well, you force these people into camps. So think about this, just this long train of people evacuating the cities, and then they got forced into these camps, these farming communities. And then you make them build their houses, and the families had to go out. Men, women had to go out into the fields. And as you can imagine, nutrition wasn't great. Medicine wasn't great. They were murdering people routinely, torturing people to death routinely. It was just one of the most horrific things. And again, this is the 70s. Well, the kids didn't have to go work until I forget what the age was. I think it's 11 or 12 they finally made the kids go work. Don't quote me on that. Do not quote me on that. I don't remember how old they had to be. But they did have other duties. They would have them do labor and things like that around the camp, and they would make sure they put them in school. Now, they weren't learning reading, writing, and arithmetic in the school. Remember, the communist doesn't place any value on that kind of an education. They were learning all about communism. And it was all about recite this, say this, recite this. And it is some of the creepiest stuff. If you dig into it, do any reading on it at all, it is some of the creepiest stuff imaginable. And honestly, maybe that explains the phenomenon we've been talking about a lot tonight. Maybe that explains why our most educated people are all morons. Maybe it does. Again, this human being went to Columbia.
Why is the president saying that inflation is worse everywhere but here?
Because what we have seen across the globe, first of all, inflation is a global challenge, as we have said. It is caused by clearly the pandemic, this once in a generation pandemic that we are coming out of, and also most recently the war that Putin started in Ukraine that has caused inflation. As we look,
Vladimir Putin. Sorry, I had to
look at food, and as we look at gas prices. So if you look at globally other countries, and if you look at where we are economically, when you think about the Group 7, the G7, we are in a much stronger place than we are economically.
Yeah, that person's an idiot. Jesse, I know you love war stories, so here's one for you. My husband was in World War II in the 3rd Armored 1st Infantry in Germany. He was in a foxhole with three other soldiers, and they were in the Ardennes Forest. He had to go to the bathroom, so he went behind a tree. As he was doing his thing, Germans walked by him and shot all three men in the foxhole. That was a miracle, and he came home safe. He was in the army. I wanted to share this story with you. Some men did not make it home. My husband was lucky. His name was Anthony. He said, thank you for your war stories. It's educational for young kids that don't even know about wars. I mean, and by the way, that's incredible. People do not understand the amazing things people have done for this country. And you can't understand unless you're there, right? Until you saw it. I talk all the time about the war in the Pacific version of that war too, and just how routine it was for the Japanese, because they didn't care if they died. They wanted to die. For the Japanese to simply sneak in at night with knives and bayonets and swords, and they would just jump in the fighting hole with the men and just have a knife fight in the middle of the night. Can you imagine how crazy that is? You wake up to that. I mean, it's stuff out of your nightmares. It's stuff out of your nightmares. That's why so many guys didn't come back, right? How do you come back from something like that? How do you come back if you got in one of those fights and won? Obviously, you had to win to come back. Maybe your buddy didn't. This happened a lot. Maybe they got your buddy, and you guys have a big old knife fight with two Japanese guys in a fighting hole that's about 4 feet wide. How crazy is that? And people did that for this country. It's crazy. Hey, Oracle, did you know Maria Salazar voted with the Democrats on the gun control bill? She had no primary challenger, and Dems think she's valuable or vulnerable. Of course, he says. Oh, Maria.
And do you support a no-fly zone in Ukraine?
I support everything that has to do with punishing Vladimir Putin and helping the Ukrainians.
Wouldn't that mean direct conventional warfare with Russia?
I don't know what it will mean, but you know, freedom is not free.
So you don't know what a no-fly zone will mean. If you have to shoot down Russian planes, I mean.
Of course.
So conventional war with Russia.
Listen, thank you.
Listen. Thank you. It's never going to stop being funny, Chris. It's just a total dullard. Just a complete brain-dead dullard. And these are the people who run our country. And we couldn't even field a primary challenger for that woman? Gosh. Hey, Jesse. I love your show because someone finally calling out the commie scum that call themselves Democrats and how we need to grow a pair and get aggressive to crush them. Also, like your history segments. And that we favor the rights of women, except for driving and voting, of course. Your recent telling of how the Indian women mutilated the bodies of Union infantry brought to mind a verse from Rudyard Kipling when he was with the Brits in Afghanistan. I think you can appreciate it. When you're wounded and left on the Afghanistan plains and the women come out to cut up what remains, just roll your rifle and blow your brains out and go to your God like a soldier. Gosh, that's a little dark, bro. He said, Semper Fi, USMC, Vietnam, 67 to 68. Semper Fi to you, my friend. Yeah, it was, people don't know that story. I think I've told it before of the Brits getting run out of Afghanistan, and it was not a good thing. Man, empires do not do well in Afghanistan. Britain, Russia, us, that place is just, They're made of hard stuff over there, and it's hard territory, and it's one of my buddies, he was Pakistani. He's not from Afghanistan, and he tells this incredible story. Oh, shoot. I ran out of time. Hang on. I'll tell this story here in a second. Before I tell my story, go buy some My Slippers because Mike Lindell got kicked out of Walmart. Walmart declared war on Mike Lindell because Mike Lindell won't bow. We were just talking about how the communists would educate the kids and they'd make the kids repeat things. You apparently have to repeat gigantic lies about the election or Walmart will kick you out and Mike Lindell wouldn't do it. Do you think maybe we should say thank you? And you can get the best slippers on earth while you say thank you for $90 off right now. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Jesse, and that gets you $90 off your My Slippers. And if there's a little place on there for you to do so, maybe leave them a note and say thank you. I think when we have people in the corporate world who are willing to lose money now to take on the communists, I think that's worthy of not only giving them our business, I think it's worthy of saying thank you. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, get your My Slippers. Or you can call 800-845-0544.
Feeling a little stalky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I am having second thoughts about having the we have TVs. They put all these TVs in the studio for us, and Michael turns on the TVs to different channels and whatnot. I'm having second thoughts about having it on the finance channel at this point in time. Looking up, I've stopped checking my 401k, as you should too. What difference does it make now? I checked my 401k this morning, and my phone just laughed and said, Jesse, don't. It just shut off the app for me. I'm looking right now, and it's just everything's free-falling on us. It sucks. Gosh. So don't do that. We need to, don't forget, we need to go to one of the food networks. We got to do one of the food networks. We don't have the food network here, or one of the food, what kind of Keystone Cops operation do we have around here? I want to watch some food. All right. You see, Biden's considering declaring a public emergency if Roe versus Wade is overturned. These people are insane. It says Biden would use a declaration of a public health emergency to shield doctors from legal liability for treating patients in a state where they're not licensed. Good grief. These people are sick freaks, man. Golly. This lady says, handsome, did I hear you right? Are you saying McConaughey is a communist? Clarify for me. This was talking about Matthew McConaughey. You know how he went to Capitol Hill? And if he, of course, went to go try to take away more of your gun rights. That's what he did. And it was, of course, presented as, look at this reasonable, measured, honest person. I don't know Matthew McConaughey. And we have to understand something right now in this culture war we're in. And this is going to apply to all of us. There are people on the left who are full-blown communist believers, and they are making an absolute effort to burn this country to ash. You already know that. We talk about that all the time. Let's set them aside for a moment. And then there are useful idiots. Do we have that, Michael? Look up that Yuri Bezmenov clip about the useful idiots. Chris will know what I'm talking about whenever he gets back in there. But there are useful idiots. That's Matthew McConaughey. I doubt very much Matthew McConaughey is a full-blown communist. But he is, however, a useful idiot. He knows nothing about the subject. He hasn't looked into the subject at all. He's not aware of the fact that America has way lower murder, suicide, mass shooting rates than all those other countries with the strict gun laws. Matthew McConaughey is a useful idiot. Now, whether he's a full-blown communist or not, or a useful idiot, what difference does it make? If somebody is lighting my house on fire while me and the kids sleep at night, and one person is doing it on purpose because he wants me to burn to death, and the other guy just got drunk and he thinks he's lighting a campfire, but he's actually lighting it in my living room, what difference does it make? Does it matter to me at all? Anyway, here's Yuri.
Same thing was done under the guidance of the Soviet embassy in Hanoi, and same thing I was doing in New Delhi. To my horror, I discovered that in the files where people were doomed to execution, there were names of pro-Soviet journalists with whom I was personally friendly.
Pro-Soviet?
Yes. They were idealistically minded leftists who made several visits to USSR. And yet, the KGB decided that come revolution or drastic changes in political structure of India, they will have to go.
Why is that?
Because they know too much. Simply because, you see, the useful idiots, the leftists who are idealistically believing in the beauty of Soviet socialist or communist or whatever system, when they get disillusioned, they become the worst enemies. That's why my KGB instructors specifically made a point, never bother with leftists. Forget about these political prostitutes. Aim higher. This was my instruction. Try to get into large circulation, established conservative media, rich, filthy rich movie makers, intellectuals, so-called academic circles, cynical, egocentric people who can look into your eyes with angelic expression and tell you a lie. These are the most recruitable people, people who lack moral principles, who are either too greedy or too suffer from self-importance. They feel that they matter a lot. These are the people who KGB wanted very much to recruit.
But to eliminate the others, to execute the others, don't they serve some purpose? Wouldn't they be the ones they rely on?
They serve purpose only at the stage of destabilization of a nation. For example, your leftists in the United States, all these professors and all these beautiful civil rights defenders, they are instrumental in the process of the subversion only to destabilize a nation. When their job is completed, they are not needed anymore. They know too much. Some of them, when they get disillusioned, when they see that Marxist-Leninists has come to power, obviously they get offended. They think that they will come to power. That will never happen, of course. They will be lined up against the wall and shot.
Useful idiots. We talk all the time. Especially lately, we've been talking a lot about how we're sandwiched. I'm not going to go over it again. The people on top, they have the marching orders they give out. They're radical. They hate you. The people on the very bottom, the dregs of society, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, they carry out the violence. The craziest thing is the people on the bottom, the ones who are actually burning cop cars, killing people, looting, murdering, firebombing pro-life centers, things like that. None of those people realize they will never be allowed to hold any significant power whatsoever. The power in the end will belong in the hands of the billionaires and the politicians and any one of these communist street groups that helped out to get them there and tries to raise a fuss about it. Well, they're going to go away in the end because that's how communists do things every single time. They're famous for it. Stalin, you know, Stalin used to do this thing. And it just, the evil of this man was amazing. He would hand out, there were areas, we'll just call them states, right? There were areas, and he would say, hey, I want so many people from that area killed. So just go find people and kill people. Well, why? Well, he just wanted people out there aggressively hunting down his enemies. So they would, these are his own people, okay? His own people. And then they would go into the area, and they would not only kill the quota they were given by Stalin, they would exceed the quota. They would exceed the quota, so it looked like they were really, really committed. And look what I did, Stalin. You told me to kill 10,000. I actually killed 15. And Stalin would be all, that's good, that's good, that's good. And then eventually, Stalin would have the guy in charge of the killing in that state. He would always have that guy shot in the end and blame him for too much killing. And then the next guy would go in and kill too. They all died. All the foot soldiers died in the end. How diabolical is that? But that's how it operated there. That's how it operated in the Soviet Union. All right, we still have a lot more Jesse Kelly Show. A gas station manager got fired, and I say the man's a hero. I'll get to that story in a second.
get back. I'm all right, Jack. Keep your hands off of my stack.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Remember to get your Ask Dr. Jesse questions in right now for Ask Dr. Jesse Friday tomorrow. Get them to Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Dude got fired. Gas station manager fired for accidentally selling gas for 69 cents. Poor guy. Quote, "It was a mistake," said John Susina, the gas station manager, who mistakenly gave hundreds of drivers an opportunity to save thousands of dollars on premium-grade gasoline. "And I thought this is a nightmare. He accidentally put the decimal in the wrong spot. It was supposed to be $6.99, and he sold it for 69 cents. That actually genuinely sucks, though. That sucks, though. That sucks the guy lost his job. That sucks. I mean, look, you make a mistake that big. I mean, that kind of mistake in a gas station, that might be all the monthly profits gone. It probably was all the monthly profits gone. So I realize that is a big mistake. And yeah, that's going to get you fired every single time. But that genuinely sucks the guy lost his job. What, Michael? Yeah, any gas station listeners. No, look. We're entering different times. I went down to 7-Eleven the other night to get some of those glorious little buffalo chicken taquitos. I don't want to go into it right now, but I went down to 7-Eleven, and this is they built a new nice one in my area. It's not one of the old rundown 7-Elevens. It's one of these, you know, real big gas station, real nice gas station. I think it's only been there, gosh, a couple years, maybe a year. Big, nice, got everything in it. They were out of gas. Now, I wasn't there for gas. I didn't realize. I pulled up, go up to the door. There's a big sign on the door, big handwritten sign, "We're out of gas. Sorry." And so the people who lived through the Carter administration, I did not. I was not alive yet. But they talk about gas lines and places being out of gas and whatnot. How can we not end up with gas shortages where we are? We have to. I mean, it's inevitable. It's an inevitable part of these prices and the shortage everywhere. And we're going to end up being out of gas. Gosh, I need to go fill up my car once it gets out of the shop because I got robbed. I'm not going into that again right now. Greetings, handsome Oracle. I'll get straight to the point. Have you noticed how the definition of mass shooting has changed over the last few months? My city of Omaha, by today's most recent definition, has had a mass shooting twice a week for the last 20 years. We have a pretty bad section of town, and they like to shoot each other a lot in that section of town. They do so at gatherings, and it's usually due to a disagreement and most likely gang affiliation. It's been going on forever here, and they never call it a mass shooting. Not one time ever. Suddenly, these incidents are considered mass shootings and publicized. I find it a little odd. I'm sure it's all to fit the narrative, though. Please feel free to use my name, first name only, if you would. He says, P.S. Great burger recipe. His name is Todd. One, it is a great burger recipe, Todd. I want, what, Chris? It is a great burger recipe. In case you missed it, I gave out the entire burger recipe step by step again last night on last night's show. So if you missed that or any part of the show, just go download the podcast. iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. It's all on there. The whole honestly, I do joke a lot, but I really do make the greatest cheeseburgers in the history of the world. 100% dead serious. They are amazing. Go download my special recipe. Two, well, we all know what the deal is with the mass shooting definition changing, right? We all know what the deal is. The media and the politicians, they don't look at the world like you look at the world. They don't. They look at the world only through the communist lens of what can help them advance, what can help them gain more power and destroy the country fast. That's why language is always changing. It's why they only pounce on the stories that will give them some sort of an advantage. And it's why they've really cranked up the whole mass shooting hysteria thing. Understand this. The American communist has accomplished a lot in his goals of destroying the country. A lot.
You look around, you see all the disgusting cultural filth and all that stuff out there. You've seen the gains he's made. He's made a lot. But the American communist is well aware that there is one critical thing he needs to do in order to complete his takeover of everything. And he's never, to this point, he's never been able to do it. He needs to disarm you. He knows that. The American communist is well aware that you have guns, you have ammunition, and you will use those guns to defend yourself. He's 100% aware of that. It drives him insane. It's that final step they need. So, of course, I mean, Republicans in the Senate are, of course, working with Democrats on taking away more of your rights as we speak. But anyway, the communist understands without that, without you being disarmed, he'll never be able to achieve his final utopia. All the mass shooting hysteria, it's not because they care. They didn't care about a single person in Buffalo. They didn't care about a single one of those kids in Uvalde. I brought it up at the time, and I'll bring it up again. When these shootings happen, they don't have some all-hands-on-deck meeting, and they're sitting there, and the women are blowing their nose and tears coming down their faces talking about the dead kids. There's not a single somber face in the room. Oh, they have an all-hands-on-deck meeting. It's about how they can use it to disarm you. And why did they want to disarm you? Because they very much want the freedom to hurt you if you don't comply. How could I know this? Well, I read history books. And the history of the world is communists disarming people and then murdering a lot of them, their own people. They need to have a monopoly on force. They understand they have to purge the military of their ideological enemies. They have to purge police forces of their ideological enemies. And they have to disarm the average citizen. I saw some documentary one time on the cartels in Mexico, obviously. And the guy that was kind of running the show in the documentary was saying, what we need is ammo. The cartels come into this town and, you know, there's 10 of them and they take over the whole town of a couple thousand people. And it's their town because they're the only ones with guns. If every citizen, you don't even need a fully automatic weapon. If every citizen was just allowed to have a rifle, they'd just kill all the cartel guys and it wouldn't be their town anymore. The government, especially communist governments, that's exactly how they work. They know they don't need the numbers as long as they're the only ones with guns and ammunition. They've always known that. You being armed bothers these people at a real visceral level. All right. Now, speaking of cops, you just saw a couple more cops got killed out in California. Whenever this happens, it's obviously horrible. And whenever this happens, I know what you do. You do the same thing I do. You think about the families, right? Wife gets a visit and gets told he's never coming home again. Kids find out dad is never coming home again. I mean, what's more terrible than that? I love Tunnel to Towers, not just because they put the money where they tell you they're going to put the money. I like Tunnel to Towers because they come alongside these Gold Star widows and they take care of them. They pay off their mortgages. They're building them a gigantic community where they can come together and live down in Florida, down in Lando Lakes, Florida. They are doing the good work out there for widows and orphans, and that's why I love them. I adore them. They ask you and they ask me for $11 a month, 11 bucks. Go to T2T.org and sign up to give $11 a month. You'll never know it's gone. Just make it automatic and you'll never know it's gone. T2T.org, all right? We'll be back with headlines I didn't get to.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and remember, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. If you missed any part of the show, the whole thing's on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Hope you're enjoying watching me wear my anti-communist hat
What, Chris? I have anti-communist shirts now, and more importantly, I have shirts with my face on it. What? Those are my best ones. The wife is so upset right now. I've told you this before. We have this kind of, I don't know, all these women, what is it with you in the home decor? It never ends. Isn't at some point in time, isn't it decorated enough with enough paintings and sayings and pillows and blankets and things like, I came home yesterday and we have two brand new footstools. There was nothing wrong with the footstools we had there before. But there, you know what? I'm not going to go into this right now. But she has this weird kind of like half mannequin thing in the room. It's Chris, if you saw it, you'd understand. It's like a design thing. It doesn't have a head on it. So it's like Kamala, quit. We can make sure. It doesn't have a head on it. It doesn't have bottom, but it just has kind of a torso. She got so mad the other day because I was making fun of her about it. And then she left, and I took one of the shirts I have with my face on it, and I hung it on, I put it on the mannequin thing. Gosh, she was upset. I don't know what her problem is. Hi, Jesse. I agree with almost everything you say. However, you recently mentioned that Ken Burns' Civil War documentary was possibly the best documentary ever made. I think his Vietnam War documentary was better. Says I've watched both multiple times, and they're both phenomenal. They are. His Vietnam War documentary is amazing. What, Chris? Shut up, Chris. You're the nerd, okay? Documentaries are for cool people. Go watch whatever stupid comedy or whatever. Yes, we can argue about what documentary is better. That's what cool people do, okay? You two children don't understand. At one point in the Vietnam War, the guy goes on to say, at one point in the Vietnam War documentary, they mentioned there were a number of U.S. soldiers found dead with jammed M16s. I've also read numerous stories about how the enemy's AK-47s were a far superior weapon to the M16. Why was this the case? With the resources the American military have, why couldn't they develop a weapon as good or better than the AK-47? Love the show. Keep doing what you're doing. Please don't forget, freedom is not free.
You know, freedom is not free.
Certainly not free. All right, let me answer this one real quick. One, the M16 was a relatively new design during Vietnam. And so there were a bunch of things about it that just didn't quite work right. I mean, it is the military. Don't think the military is some model of efficiency, okay? They put these things out for bid to private contractors. Guys are cutting corners all over the place. So it had a lot of problems. Now, that being said, let's not overpraise the AK-47. And I enjoy AK-47s. When I was in Iraq, they let us carry extra weapons if we wanted, whatever we found. Be it on dead bodies or otherwise, we were allowed to carry them. And I've rocked one before. I enjoy them. The AK-47 is not a good weapon. It's a mass-produced pile of crap. Yes, it does fire every time. There's no question about it. The accuracy on it is garbage. And don't email me and say, Jesse, you don't understand. I was a scout sniper and I can hit. Yes, I know, expert, you can hit things with it. I get that. But in general, the AK-47 is not a great weapon. It fires a big old 7.62 heavy hitter caliber, but it's not a great weapon. But the M16, yes, especially the M16 we sent our poor guys to Vietnam with, it jammed up on them a lot. Look, I ran into this, honestly, with my M16. When I was in, granted, my M16 was from Vietnam, but when I was in, you had to keep that sucker clean all the time. And we were in 29 Palms, so there was sand everywhere. And then when we were in Iraq, there was sand everywhere. And the sand gets in there in that mech. You just, cleaning it is a constant thing. Constant.
And now.
Here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Man will attempt to make history by pushing a peanut up a Colorado 14er with his nose. I don't understand why some people do some of these things, but okay. Kids are given floor sealant mistaken for milk at a summer school for breakfast. Oh, buck up. What's a little floor sealant for the kids? 10,000 cattle die in a Kansas heat wave. I keep seeing all these people complaining about the cows dying in Kansas, and no one is going to say a prayer for the families of the view. Thousands flee California to Mexico in search of more affordable living. Gosh, is that what we are now? Wrap your mind around this. We've become a country just in recent weeks We're begging other countries for foreign aid in the form of baby formula. We're begging other countries for foreign aid in the form of oil. And now we have Americans fleeing America for Mexico. You watch those stinking Mexicans who end up building the wall. Gosh, dang it. Biden about to lose one of his economic talking points. Yeah, the Federal Reserve is predicting nearly 1.5 million job losses by the end of the year. This is what happens in a Great Depression. When you have the rising interest rates and the inflation that's crushing everybody, it's just inevitable that employers, many of them are not going to be around. They're not going to make it. I mean, especially the companies that are either poorly run or they had their industry attacked and virtually wiped out by the COVID lockdowns, whatever the case may be. If you're a company and you're hardly making it, and that's the case for a lot of companies, right? They go paycheck to paycheck, month to month. You have to have these things in. You can't afford inflation like this. You can't afford interest rates like this. And so the company either closes the doors and or the company has to sit down and they have to make terrible decisions. You have to sit down with that profit loss sheet. And you have to look at your labor costs and you have to decide, does this person have to go? Does that person have to go? And during depressions, that's what happens. I mean, there's a reason we had 25% unemployment during the Great Depression. Gosh, that's crazy. Professor checks that colleagues are, quote, showing some pride at this Catholic college. This is the College of Holy Cross. Parents, do not think just because you're sending Aiden, Jaden, and Braden off to a Christian school, either it be K through 12 or a Christian university, don't think for one second these are religious universities are immune from this stuff. Jewish universities do this. Catholic universities do this. Christian universities do this. Your university that has your religious affiliation, that don't mean it's safe, all right? Panel warns of Chinese subversion of the U.S. economy. No. Oh, boy, it's not like they've been buying up things, stealing our intellectual property, possibly burning food processing plants and much more. All right. Tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. It's officially, look, this show's over. It's officially the weekend. But get your questions emailed in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Remember, this is what we do on Friday.
We're changing people's lives.
We're changing people's lives out here, Chris. If you missed any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. On iTunes, leave a 5-star rating and a review discussing in detail how handsome I am. All right, keep your chin up. We'll do it again tomorrow. We'll have more fun. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.